Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cal McLish. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up towards third. Tuttle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Virals for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive towards the mound. McLish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Veralz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veralz is 0 for 1 in the game. Veralz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Veralz. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis bunts towards third. Tuttle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards short. Veralz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-1 in the game. McLish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-1 in the game. Kralik hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Martin reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0-for-2 in the game. Seavers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Seavers reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seavers moves to third. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-2 in the game. Esposito strikes out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McLish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Ramos pinch runs for Jim Lemon. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso now playing third base. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Landis moves to second. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle bunts towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-2 in the game. Kralik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kralik moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kralik moves to third. Verhals moves to second. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Landis is chasing the ball. Killebrew rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valdivielso picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Valdivielso. Smith moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 3 in the game. Esposito is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Roselli pinch hits for Cal McLish. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valdivielso fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith scores. Lawler moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lawler moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 4-2, Twins. Cam Carrion pinch hits for Jim Landis. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.